following the President's brief of Springfield, Missouri, Wednesday, September 29, 1948.
I want to introduce John Manuel, National Committeeman from Missouri. I want to introduce Mrs. Billings, National Committeewoman from Missouri. I want to introduce James C. Blair, your next Lieutenant Governor.
Christopher is to a known to
introduce the
president.
All right. I want to introduce to you, Mr. Holmes, our next state auditor of Missouri. I want to introduce to you Mr. Morris, our next treasurer of Missouri. I want to introduce to you Bert Taylor, the next attorney general of Missouri. I want to introduce to you Mr. Christopher, the next congressman from this district.
Hello, folks. How are you? I'll be depending on you.
That's good. Okay, now. Go on.
I give you back Mr. Riley.
All right, Mr.
President. Go on. Be present. Ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. Chairman and fellow Missourians, I don't think I've ever had anything to please me more than to see this crowd in this great hometown of mine of Springfield. It's a wonderful, wonderful turnout. I've had some grand times down here at Springfield. I've attended Legion conventions and Democratic conventions and every other kind of a convention in this town. And I've myself run for the Senate four times, twice in the primary and twice in the general election. And each time I paid several visits to this great city, and you were always kind to me, and I appreciate it. This shows how you feel toward your president, your Missouri president. It looks to me as if the whole 60,000 Springfield people are down here tonight. And you know, all the Republicans are going to be converted. You know, on my trip across the country, at nearly every city where I stopped, I say nearly every city, at every city where I stopped, the turnout was in proportion to this one here in Springfield. Very few of them were as big. But in a little town up in Iowa, there were 2,500 people on the platform, and I asked the mayor, how many people live in that town? He said 500, and I said, where'd the rest of them come from? Down here in West Texas, a little town called Cerro Blanco. They just had a half a dozen people in the town, but when the train got there, there were 500 people on the platform. That goes to show that the people are interested in the story I've got to tell them. They want to know what the issues are in this campaign. And that issue is finally drawn, clearly drawn. It's the issue is between the special interests and the people. That's the issue in this campaign. And I've been making that perfectly plain across this country, and the people are interested in it. And the reason they're interested in it is because they've had enough of this do-nothing 80th Congress, which you stayed at home and allowed to be elected by the Republicans. Now you right here in Springfield have got a chance to remedy that situation. You want to send George Christopher to Congress, so I'll have somebody from this district I can work with. Now, I don't want you to stop there. I want you to elect the whole Democratic ticket in Missouri. Now, I know that's what you're going to do. There is one thing that you're vitally interested in around here, and that's farming and dairy business. I know all about what this town depends upon. And then you have a great many good railroad workers here in this town. And the railroad workers are my friends, and I thank them for that. Now let me tell you, there's a lot of propaganda going on in this country. They're trying to make the laboring people and the white collar workers who live in town believe that the high cost of living is due to the fact that the farmer's getting a fair price for his crop. And they're trying to make the farmer believe that the high cost of things is caused by the laboring man getting good pay. Now, that's no truth in either one of those statements. In this country last year, there was an income of $217 billion, and that income was fairly distributed. So the farmer got his fair share, the laboring man got his fair share, the white-collared man got his fair pay, and the merchant got his. That's what the Democrats stand for, a fair distribution of the income in this country. That's not what the Republicans want. They want the special privilege fellows to get the money. They tried to cut the ground from under our farm program, the first thing they did when they went in there, and they gave themselves a rich man's tax bill and tried to take the liberties away from labor. That's what they did as soon as they got a chance. You ought to bear those things in mind when you go to the polls this fall, because you're voting for yourselves when you vote the Democratic ticket, and you're voting for the special interest when you vote the Republican ticket. It's always been that way. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. I've been across this country from one end to the other, and the people are beginning to wake up. I'm making a crusade for the government and for the people. This is one of the most crucial elections this country has ever been through. You're either going to turn the country over to the special privilege fellows, or you're going to keep it yourself. You want to keep it yourself, you want to send me back to the White House, you want to elect a Democratic congressman. Democratic. Then you'll be safe. Best thing you can do now is get up early on election day. Go down there and vote the Democratic ticket straight. You know what you did in 1946? Two-thirds of you stayed at home. And look what you got. You got just what you deserved. You don't want to do that again, because we certainly don't want this country to go downhill. These backward-looking fellas want to turn the clock back. They want to go back to someplace. The Democrats want to go forward, and they've always wanted to go forward. And everything that's progressive in this country has been inaugurated by a Democratic administration. Just study your history. You'll find that's true. Be sure and vote early on election day. And don't any of you stay at home. I wish it wasn't so late at night. I'd like to go into all the issues of this campaign. I could talk from now till morning on the subject, but you don't want to stay up that late. How'd you like to meet my family? Miss Truman. My daughter, Margaret. Hello, Miss Myers. How are you?
Nice to see you. Nice to let you by. I'm sure of that. No, I don't want to do it.